Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, VetFran, and Intrepid Direct. Intrepid Direct is comprehensive business insurance designed specifically for franchises. Intrepid Direct is able to bundle all required coverages, including property, liability, hired and non-owned auto, owned auto, work comp, umbrella, and EPL into one monthly payment. Intrepid is a direct provider with A-plus rated coverage no agent or broker can access. Intrepid's licensed franchise experts will review your quote and provide excellent service. You'll save 20% by cutting out the middleman's commission. See why thousands of franchise locations have switched to Intrepid Direct. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek. Okay, we have a very special guest today for this episode of Franchise Spotlight on Social Geek. John Hewitt is the founder of both Jackson Hewitt and Liberty Tax Service. John has used his 50-plus years of tax experience and business success to develop the next stage in his unmatched franchise career, now is the founder and CEO of Loyalty Brands. John, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thanks, Jack. It's my pleasure to be here.
So you started Loyalty Brands, was that about a year ago now?
Yes, we started in July of 2018. So, we're about almost 15 months old.
Yeah, okay, great. And when you started the new venture, what is it about franchising that pulled you right back into the world of franchising?
Well, a couple of things. The most strategically and then a kind of a competitive drive opportunity to change the world. But strategically, when I started building Jackson Hewitt in 1982, we went from 6 offices to 22 offices in 3 years. And with 22 offices looking at H&R Block's 9,000, yeah. I said, it's going to take me about 150 years to get to their size, and I wanted to win. So I quickly recovered from my mistake, and we began franchising, and we grew very quickly. So one is it's a ticket to much faster growth. And then secondly, I brought in 5,000 franchisees in my career. So I've changed thousands and thousands of people's lives and created many a millionaire.
Yeah. What are you seeing happening in franchising now? And do you see that same road to success with, you know, thousands of more lives that you can change in a relatively short amount of time?
I haven't seen much change. I mean, people are acquiring franchises at a record pace. I do note that out of the over almost 3,500 franchisors at the International Franchise Association, which is a great organization I belong to for 34 years with one company or another. But out of the 3,500 franchisors, to be in the top half, you only need 21 locations. So there are a lot of franchisors that are not up to par, but there's certainly some incredible, great machines that are a big benefit to people that want to become self-employed. And I think the last time I heard the statistics about startups, I think only 5% of startups make it for 5 years that are not franchised, and franchise businesses, 95% of them make it for 5 years. So it's a huge difference between starting by yourself and starting as a franchisee.
Yeah, those numbers always amaze me when I see anyone start a business, whether it's in, you know, a B2B type franchises or whether it's restaurant, retail, anything like that. I look at a new shop opening up and I think, why are you not relying on someone else's proven success? And frankly, what we talk about here on this podcast a lot, the marketing program. You know, I can't imagine as a small business owner just having to start from scratch every day with thinking, how am I going to market this brand that no one's heard of, as opposed to being part of even a mid-sized multi-unit group that
you're getting that benefit of the marketing and brand awareness along with all of the other processes.
Yes, exactly. What people forget is when you build a business, you have to build the system. And that takes a lot of time. It takes time or money or both. And I mean, they have to think about all the things, the thousands of little things like what are my hours of operation? Who's my competitor? How do I select a location? How much rent do I pay? What do I charge? I mean, you have to go out and figure all those things out. If you're doing it on your own, if you get a franchise, here's a book and here's a system, and just we've already made every mistake, and here's a way to avoid those mistakes. To me, it's like driving a franchise. A great franchise is we bring you a bus and you're the bus driver. So we have the wheels and the engine and the door and all the parts of the system. Your job is just to drive the bus.
Yeah, I saw a great quote from Warren Buffett the other day. It's probably very old, but I'd never seen it before. And it was something about learning from your mistakes is great, but it's even better to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, the way that I've heard it is smart people learn from their mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others.
There you go. That's it. So looking at mistakes that people could be making, maybe now in looking into the year 2020, what kind of threats or you know, maybe some negative trends are out there that you're advising your franchisees and maybe some potential franchisees? What are some things that in your space people should be aware of and really be on the lookout for these days?
You know, I don't see a lot of, certainly under this administration, it's really a pro-business administration. So I don't see a lot of red tape being added. Unfortunately, during the Obama administration, there was just tons and tons of red tape added. But I think that's been dramatically reduced over the last 3 years. So that's the good news, is that the government today is pushing entrepreneurship, pushing small business. But the key to every franchise system, and thousands of people said to me, what are you looking for in a franchise? You know, what are the key attributes? Well, it's one key thing. It's following a system. Can you get on that yellow brick road and follow the system? And it sounds simple that you should be able to follow a system. And I've been doing this for 50 years. If you can imagine being in the income, any business, but I've been in the income tax business for 50 years, and 12 years with H&R Block, and 15 years with Jackson Hewitt, and 21 years with Liberty, and now a year with Loyalty. And if you're not going to listen to me, why are you giving me any money? The most important thing is, the most important thing you have to resist when you join a franchise system is thinking you know better.
Yeah, we do see that from time to time, right? Where someone buys into the idea, buys into the program, and then decides, I'm going to change the program. And kind of makes me wonder sometimes. You mentioned some of the government regulations and sort of a lack of red tape that we're seeing right now as compared to, you know, a few years ago. Do you see an opportunity or maybe a threat coming up if we do have a big change in administrations and you know, sort of regulations are going to change at some point? Is there a window maybe between now and you know, the year 2021 where it would be better to get your business started and get involved with a franchise instead of waiting till, you know, maybe the next round of government regulation amps up?
No, I don't know enough about the pulse of Congress and to be able to judge that. So I think the timing, your timing should be based on your situation, not with a lot. I don't see any major changes in government or government regulation that you would worry about starting now versus any time in the next 5 years.
Okay, good. What other pieces of advice are you giving maybe first-time entrepreneurs or somebody who's maybe been in the tax space for a while, but they're thinking about owning their own business? Is there sort of an initial line of questioning or initial line of advice that you give those people to get them thinking about sort of the right things when it comes to business ownership?
Sure. I'll take you right back to the very, very basic. When I'm talking to someone, anyone about what they're going to do with their life, and especially someone who's never been self-employed before, and you have to make about five key decisions to decide your direction. Number one, you have to decide, do I want to be self-employed? And I think the last study I saw, 2/3 of Americans want to be self-employed, but only about 1/4 of them are going to do it well. So more people want to be self-employed than really when they get into it can be and do a good job of it. So first of all, you have to decide whether you want to be self-employed. Secondly, you have to decide, is this the time in your life? Is no one has bad health, or do you have enough money? Do you have enough time? Do you, et cetera. So you have to decide, yes, I want to be self-employed. This is the right time. Then you have to decide what's the right industry. And then once you decide the industry, you need to decide things like, am I going to do it myself, be a mom and pop, or am I going to acquire a franchise? Or am I going to start from scratch or acquire existing business? So you need to see which vehicle that you're going to get on in that particular industry. And those are the key things you need to think about. The, am I going to be self-employed? Is the timing right? What's the industry? And then what's the vehicle in that industry?
Excellent. Great advice. And I think you're talking about things like that in this tour across the country that I see you doing these days. I know you've been to Houston and Chicago recently. Tell us about this Discovery Day tour that you're doing.
We invite people in to meet with us and hear the story, and we present our story and what we're looking for, and then we open it up to any questions. And I'm personally at every one of these events, so they can ask me. Now, Loyalty has several different companies, so we present different companies at different Discovery Days, but I'm always there. And we're going to give you all the answers that we can to you to see if this is right for you. I tell my people, what your job is to identify the right person. And we don't try to sell people into the wrong opportunity. If this isn't right for you, then when franchisees don't succeed, they can only blame two people, themselves or me. And they always end up blaming me first.
So sure.
there's no fun in that. And I, as I said, I brought in 5,000 franchisees in my career, and we've had a record of keeping over 90% each year stayed with our system. So to me, that shows we're picking the right people, giving them the right support and the right training.
And you mentioned the different brands that are part of your group now. You've brought in quite a few in the past year. I see First Choice Business Brokers and Loyalty Networking and ATAX. You've got quite a portfolio built up for different types of things, but they're all in the sort of, I guess we call it the B2B franchise world.
Exactly. We're each of the companies that we have, our portfolio of companies, is a standalone high profit margin business. But when you combine them together, for example, if we have an accountant with 500 business returns, many of those people need to join our networking. 5% of them are going to be for sale that year, and so they need our business broker. If you buy a business with our business broker, you need an accountant, or you need to join our networking. So the while they stand alone on their own 2 feet very successfully, they also are benefiting from the cross-marketing of the different brands.
I like that idea where it is a specialty that someone can be in, but if they would need additional help, you know, like selling the business or something like that, there's a wing of the company that could jump in and help them. I see your next, one of the next ones for this Discovery Day tour is coming up in Virginia Beach on October 24th. So if anyone is in that area, check that out. We'll have a link actually at Social Geek Radio to all of the upcoming dates and where people can get some information in case they're interested there. John, we'll be right back to wrap up the show in just a moment, but first, Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. John Hewitt of Loyalty Brands, thanks so much for joining us today on Social Geek. If people would like to learn a little bit more about what you're doing and what's up with all of the brands with Loyalty Brands, where can we find you?
We're at loyaltybrands.com. That's the easiest thing, is to go to our website and you can access all of our different companies and list your information and give us the addresses to contact you at.
Excellent. We will have a link to that at Social Geek as well, so people can find you easily. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Jack, it's been my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.